Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what just happened, man.
Y'all gonna hate man.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. PPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Jesus Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix
and
uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, are you ready?
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne, earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting. Threw drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars, the paper man's for his failing organs. What about the mother in the fifth ward, killer's forcing, so in the morning she's mourning, as they brought the corpse in, forfeits of the whole orbit, reaching to their pocket to find mourning. I know it's horrid. Hope we get it morbid, view of the truth, orbit, we'll go on as usual. Funeral, suicide, portrait, shooting tie, culprits, rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant, no way to beautify, torment. Truth, no lie, disguise behind the pulpit. Used to try Luke and I, crucify, flesh, forfeit. I do cry, abortion, it's legal, it's lethal, we the people, even divorcing. I'm forming the movement, trailblazing, torching. Still my core sins, all look back, same look what the Lord did.
This is the sound of the fall.
2019, and you are listening to the hottest, most often meat-rack Christian radio show on the planet. It's the Psalmist Voice Presents. This show is designed to cater to indie and gospel-labeled artists, young entrepreneurs, and business owners that's making a statement in the kingdom of God. And I am your most humbled host, the Psalmist Voice. What's good, family? We pray that we will have an awesome show, and I know we will. Today is an exciting day for my next guest. He is a gospel recording artist. Dorian Brown is in the building, and he's going to chop it up with his new album release. Guess what, y'all? It dropped today. And yes, we have the most humbled opportunity to speak with this gentleman, because he could have picked any other place, but he chose the Psalmist Voice to help him with the album launch, get it out there, get all the family in there to check it out and what have you. But if you want to speak to Dorian, please call 619-924-0679. So family, I'm done with all the talking. It is time to introduce my guest to you, family. So I'm done. So the next voice you will hear will be from my special guest, gospel recording artist, Dorian Brown. Are you guys ready to walk? Well, I know I am. Let's get it. Let's go. So here we go, family. It is time to hear the sound of my next guest, gospel recording artist, Dorian Brown. Here we go.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
He gave his life over to Christ at a very young age. He has a passion for singing and serving God and a strong desire to let God use him in writing music. God has birthed him with a talent to write music and an ear to produce the sound of music. He debuted his first EP, Only the Beginning, a worship experience on September 30th, 2016. Since then, he has released singles such as Unconditional and the highly anticipated single So Amazing, which is coming up in his, which is also in his current project, which is 2011. He is a gospel recording dynamo with a unique sound like no other. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you gospel recording artist, Dorian G. Brown. What's good?
What's up? What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed. Can't complain at all, man. It's hot over here in Texas. We almost hit 90 degrees. But it's all good.
Oh, man.
But, man, I'm excited about you being on the show today, man. Today, is the album release of 2911. Now, of course, it's Jeremiah 2911, but most people don't, you know, may not get the acronym here. But I just wanted to introduce the family to you. So just tell the family a little bit about who you are, man. And even though your bio was pretty much self-explanatory, but just tell the family what you're doing right now. What's your latest engagements and so forth and so on, and then we can get into the music.
Oh man, well I do want to also say thank you for the opportunity, man. I really appreciate it, and thank you because you've been very like welcoming us, just like family. So I do appreciate that. And
yes, sir.
I'm from Williston, Florida. I'm an artist. I am a songwriter. I've been doing this for. I've been going on as a solo artist since 2015. I've been working hard on it. And recently, today is my actual release day of my album called 2911. And
yes,
I know
sir.
a lot of people wanting to know like the meaning of the album title, and it's the scripture Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. And what that scripture means to me is, whatever you may go through in life, remember God has a plan for you. Sometimes life may get hard, and sometimes you may not understand. But remember, everything you're going through is necessary. God has a purpose for your suffering. Keep the faith and keep going. And that scripture has it stuck to me, man. And I just cannot wait, and I hope everyone enjoy the music as much as I enjoyed it, writing it and God giving it to me. It's just been a blessing, man. And the upcoming event in August, I will be in Daytona Beach, Florida at this event. So I'm really definitely looking forward to that.
Amen, amen.
And,
well, I know with...
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay, and you can go.
Oh, no, because I was just about to say, with a lot of projects, man, and, you know, I noticed that a lot of your videos and in a lot of your releases, you have your help meet there with you, man, and that says a lot because, you know, when you're doing anything for God, you know, it is a great responsibility for your lady that's there with you to hold you up in those times where you feel that, you know, man, I can't do this no more, or wow, man, I'm not getting what, you know, I thought I was going to get out of it, and blah, 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 blah. You know, even in, you know, music is ministry. You don't have to be Pastor so-and-so from Hope Missionary Baptist Church to release an album. You know, you can just do
that.
This is your call. This is your purpose. So therefore, when you have your helpmeet there to keep you lifted up and keep you girded up, that's one awesome thing that I can say. And two, she's also singing with you, man. So how is that? Because I like to ask a lot of husband and wife, kind of not a duo per se, but, you know, you guys have your ensemble that sings with you. But how does that work, being able to gel ministry and home life and still be able to be effective in the kingdom? Just give a little tidbit on all those married folks out there that are doing ministry, and some of them may not be able to gel quite well. Just give them a little bit of tip, and then we can move forward.
And so I can most definitely comment on that. So the Margaret Brown is actually my sister, but I do have a fiancée. Her name is Camilla Bing. She's also an artist as well. And one thing about that I've learned with, you know, you teaming up, you're trying to do your ministry, one thing about it is you have to keep each other motivated. You have to keep each other motivated.
Yes.
You have to push each other, because if you don't, it's so easily like the enemy can sneak up in your mind and try to doubt you and doubt the purpose that God has on your life. So you really have to stay close, stay prayed together. Like, you have to really push each other. Now, it's going to be challenging.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be hard. It's most definitely going to do that, because I'm telling you, like, last year, I literally stopped doing music. I pushed music to the side. I literally had biked away from church because so much was going on in my life, and I let doubt and I let the devil and what, you know what I'm saying, like what folks say,
yes,
creep into my head to push me away from my purpose. So
yes,
I always say you have to have that strong relationship with God. You have to be able to push each other, stick with each other, pray with each other, and I promise you it will work out and God will push you forward.
Amen. Well, my apologies on that, man. I'm sorry because I have a tendency of doing a lot of bloopers, but it's all good, man. I apologize for that. I thought was your lovely wife. I do apologize for that. But, I mean, it's still a good thing, man. It's still a good thing, man.
Just
being able to work with family, you know, working with family.
Yeah.
That's awesome, you know.
And then,
that's awesome
up, as well. And, like, growing up, my mom has 5 kids, and she's a minister. So we was always raised up in the church, always in a choir, mm-hmm. like, always in community choir. So it's in us to, you know, to sing and to minister. It's in us to do it. So one, me and my sister, we really just, we're keeping that going and try to make it work and try to keep pushing forward with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I know we had contact sometime last year, and I think it was probably only fitting to allow God to work in you, because at the same time when you just released Amazing, and I was listening to the track, and you know we lost touch for a while, and actually that's probably the best thing, because God was dealing with you then, and you know I understand that God works in seasons. And everybody gets into a season in their life where you get discouraged. Trust me, I know. Even doing radio, it's discouraging. You know, a lot of times when you're dealing with the big dogs and stuff like that, and then they pick little old Osama's voice over here in Texas to do a lot. And, you know, but I thank God for the opportunity, because I get to meet tremendous men and women of God, including yourself. And a lot of these young men are doing awesome, and these young ladies are doing awesome. They're tearing down the charts. They're doing they're trailblazing pretty much. So for them to come on my little old show, and now they're doing shows all over the United States, you know, it's an extreme honor. But I give God all the glory for that, because I'm not looking for accolades. I'm not looking for, you know, awards and all this other stuff. I'm really not, you know, because this is my ministry too. And my heart is dear to praise and worship, because I used to do the same. I used to sing as well. And I understand the industry. I understand how it works. I understand that now it's starting to become an entertaining thing versus a ministry thing. So do
exactly.
you have...
Exactly.
Yeah, and for your experience, Dorian, can you tell the family, even in your discouraging phases, do you understand that there's a big difference between entertaining to sell units and ministering to save souls? Is there a difference to you, and why?
There's a big difference, because I feel like you can tell the ones that are in it for money. You can tell the ones that's in it that got that anointing and in it for saving souls, because you have to get to the point where it's not about people, it's about God. Whether I have 5 people walk up to me and tell me that song was a blessing, I was in a tough time, and just listening to your music really pushed me through. Those are the things that I look forward to hearing. If I don't chart on billboards, if I don't do this, getting people telling me that my music blessed them, my music push them through, that's something that charting can't do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm in
exactly.
for, say. So I'm in it to be a blessing to someone. I'm in it to be able to, my music be able to change lives, you know? And it's all in the heart. You can't come into it about money. You can't come into it, it's all about fame and all about this and that. You really have to come into it to win souls. And it's a big difference, because some people, like, it's not about that. And God will take you places if you stay true to what you're supposed to be doing. Stay true to your purpose. And your purpose is winning souls.
Amen. Amen. And you know that for me, God will open up doors that you probably wouldn't even think that would be open. Now, being that the mm-hmm. industry is so unit-based and so entertainment-based and everybody jumping around doing backflips and all this nonsense on the stage, what does that have to do with anything about ministering? Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. But at the same time, you know, you have to understand that you're really entering into an entertainment. Because just to give you a quick story, when I auditioned for Sunday's Best, I had no idea that it was pro entertainment. It had nothing to do with Sunday's Best. You think, okay, well, you're taking all of the amateur singers that are church singers, that are praise and worship leaders, and you're bringing them onto the show to showcase them. Well, no, that wasn't the case. It was more so about entertaining. And I want to keep encouraging you, Dorian, because don't let the folks that are supposedly signed tell you what God already verified for you in your life. Don't allow people to say, oh, your song is whack, or you're this is whack, and you don't sound this way, and you don't sound that way. Don't allow people to discourage you. I understand that, yes, we have to perfect our craft as artists. I get it. But at mm-hmm. the same time, mm-hmm. as I'm perfecting my art, I'm also perfecting my spirit, because I don't want to continue to go on perfecting my art. Then here I go doing all these riffs just to try to give you goosebumps and get your hair raising on your arms. And then I totally forget what I did this for in the first place. So mm-hmm. all I'm saying to you, man, stay encouraged. I've been watching you, man. Your videos are nice. They are professionally done. Everything you're putting out, you took time in doing it. It wasn't rushed and all this other stuff that a lot of people tend to do. You took your time. And just let God season you. So for every song that you put out, just make sure you put some season on it. Make sure I got 30 to 60 days to marinate on it, make some perfections, whatever it is I need to do. Just continue to pray on it. Every song that God gives you, marinate on that thing for 30 to 60 days and let God lead you in that, man, because you can never go wrong when you're saving souls. All the units and all this popularity, man, right, and all this other stuff, you know, that everybody wants you to seek after, don't seek after those things. God will provide your needs. He will make sure you get to go to the places that can't afford to pay $5,000 for an artist to come to their church, and then on top of that, they have to fulfill a $1,000 writer order. I'm just saying. So, you know, these are a lot of the behind-the-scenes things that people don't know. Oh, I want somebody to come to my church. Do you know how much it's going to cost you just to have them come to the church? Churches don't make money like that as far as the small exactly. guys are concerned. You know, they can't afford yep. to spend $6,000 for you to come to their church. So when does it become ministry to you? When you start turning down the small churches that you know that cannot afford to pay $6,000 for you to get there, and then you turn them down just to go to the big mega churches around across the area because you're going to get your writer fill and you're going to get your fee paid. I mean, when does it become ministry? When does it stop being ministry?
Right.
And this is where we
right.
fall
and
short,
I,
you know?
Yep, and you're right, because I know I put together an event a couple of years ago, and I reached out to some artists, and the first thing they said was, what's the budget? You know, the budget wasn't what mm-hmm. it wanted to be at, or, you know, that shouldn't be the first thing that you're, like, because you're, that tells me right there you're in it for the wrong reason. So if the budget ain't where it's supposed to be at, you're not going to come. And we got to yeah. get out that mindset, because it's not about money. What the soul,
yep.
what you can bring, the anointing that's on your life, you can come save souls at this event, but you're not going to do it because it's not up to the money. It's not up to what you want it to be. And that's a mindset
mm-hmm.
that has to change.
And that's been the biggest problem with a lot of artists. Yeah, they have the talent. Yeah, they have this. Yeah, they have that. They're great. I get it. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be taking, you know, compensated for your service. I'm not saying that that's not, you know, you don't do that. But don't allow that to run or fuel your ministry. That's what I'm trying to say. And a lot of us get to that where, oh man, it's becoming, you know, I'm tired of doing all these freebies and blah, 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 blah. Well, it's not about that, because you were doing freebies before you got signed. Just saying.
Amen.
Uh-oh, I'm about to get in trouble with this one. But yeah, so you were doing freebies before you got signed, before you got your manager, before you got the PR person, all this stuff that you have on, you have your team of people to keep you going to this radio station, that radio station, this event, that event, and you can't even do a small venue because you got so big that now, and this is another funny thing, we'll get back to you, but I don't know. I don't know why the Spirit's leading me here, but I'm just going to go here. Even in this particular platform, Dorian, I have the same problem because I have a lot of artists that want me to pay them just to come on my show, and they only want to do 30 minutes. Are you kidding me? Really? I'm an independent radio station. I don't have sponsorships like that to be paying $5 to $1,000 just for you to talk to me for 30 minutes, and then you gone. Come on, man. And what's the guarantee? You know, there is no guarantee. What's your fan base look like? Oh, are you on a major network? I'm on the internet. I go all over the world. When I hit live, I'm transmitting all over the world. I'm not just concreted in one location. So that's what makes things so easy for me, that anybody can hear who you are. And you don't know who's listening. And that's what I tell people all the time. Just because you see something in a small form does not mean that it's not great. Just like with Jesus, and I'm going to stop preaching because that's my thing. I can't help it. It just comes out. But when Jesus walked and did his thing, people already underestimated him, especially the Pharisees and Sadducees, because he didn't look like them and talk like them. But when he opened his mouth and he demonstrated who he was, that's where the power lies. And he was no big guy. He didn't have synagogues all over the world. He didn't have all this stuff. But he just walked into somebody's town, healed them, made them whole. He was able to feed the hungry. He was able to preach the gospel unadulterated, went to another town, did the same thing, and totally changed the whole facet of the world that we live in now just by his perfect example of who he is. But let's get back to you, because I need to cut the preaching cord real quick. But Dorian, with this amazing, we're going to go up the line here because I really want your music to be played before you go. We're going to start with Amazing Man, and you told me that was a journey in itself. And, you know, the song, I love 2911, and I also love Unconditional. Those are my personal favorite. But when I am feeling some kind of way and I am feeling discouraged, Amazing is definitely a song for me. But just explain to the family the writing process of Amazing, Unconditional, I Will Win, and 2911. Just go down the line and explain the writing process of these songs, and also the videos and how that played out, and how these different songs played in your life as you were recording them and putting them together, and how it affected you as a person.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And I will start with 2911. That is, while working on this project, I've been saying, I was like, I want to surround this title around this scripture. And actually, 2911 is the last song that I wrote. I literally wrote this song about a month and a half ago. That was the last thing I wrote. And I had the beat. You know, when I had the track, and it was supposed to be something else. And then it just came to me. And I just surrounded that song around that scripture. And I love the song. And it's just, that song also, I remember when I got it, after I got it mastered, I just kept listening to it over and over and over. Because it's a testimony as itself. Like, God has a plan for me. Even though I may be going through, God has a plan for me. And I just want to encourage someone with that song. And that song is a blessing to me, and I hope it'll be a blessing to everyone. And when it comes down to My Soul Says Yes, that is a song that I wrote about 2 years ago. Actually, I wrote that about 2.5 years ago. And that song is basically, we all go through things in life. And, you know, we may walk away from God. We may try to do it on our own. But we have to get to a point where we have to say yes. Because we can't do it on our own. We need God to make it through. And when I wrote it, I was also at another place with my mind everywhere, because I deal with a lot of things, or was dealing with a lot of things, and dealing with doubt and just being so discouraged all the time. And writing that song is basically saying that I can't do it on my own. I'm saying yes. I'm broken. Here I am, Lord. But my soul is, I'm saying yes today. And that song is a blessing as well. And the next one is So Amazing. So Amazing is, I was sitting down one day and I was just reflecting on all the things that God has done in my life. And, you know, all the things that I've went through, I can say that God has proven that He's all that I need. And all the doubt, and all the discouragement, and all the times I want to give up, God brought me through. I'm still here. I'm still standing. And I was just writing that song, reflecting on the things that God has done in my life and how far He has brought me. And I know He's not done working on me. So that song is just a reflection of my life and what I've been going through. No Greater Love is a song that I also wrote. That one is, that's my favorite, to be honest. That song is, I've learned that people will walk away from you. Folks will talk about you.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing about it is, God's love will never change. And I'm going to tie this into unconditional, because in spite of all that I may do, things that God, I may not agree, you know, God may not agree with, but God's love never changed. His love is still unconditional. There's no greater love like the love of God. And those two songs are just reflecting on God's love. And No Greater Love, I'm telling you, when I wrote it, and that's my mama's favorite too. And that's a song that's been a blessing to my life. I love it. And the response I got from it, I know it's a lot of other people love it as well. So that song has been a blessing as well. And then At Peace is a song where I wrote that song with, I've gotten to the point in my life to where I'm at peace. I've seen a lot, been through a lot, but God gave me peace in the midst of it all. And I can finally say, everything that I went through, God has gave me peace. So writing that song was also a blessing, and also it speaks volumes to me. Because I can honestly say I'm at peace with a lot of things in my life. I'm not where things may not be where I exactly wanted to be at, but I have peace in my life. And the very last song is Determined. I'm a person that I'm going to grind for what I want. I'm going to work hard for what I want. Like, I've gone to the point in my life that if I have to go by myself, I'm going to do it because I'm determined to win. And no matter how it may take a little while, it may take time, but I'm going to get there because I'm determined to win. So that song is a blessing. And I want someone to hear it and also be able to push and encourage someone else. That no matter what it looks like, stay focused. Put God first. And you keep that determination within your heart, and you will win. And that's 29.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, we're going to play two tracks right now, and we're gonna let the family listen to the two tracks. Then we're gonna talk to you a little bit more. Listen to the next two tracks. Talk to you a little bit more. Then we're gonna promote, you know, tell all the family, all your social media outlets, where they can get your album, you know, all that stuff when we come back from our first break. we have gospel recording artist family, Dorian Brown is in the building, and we're about to listen to his new album, release 2911. We got a couple of songs on that album that we're about to play for you right now. So, Dorian, introduce to the family your new album, 2911.
2911 is available on all digital outlets. I tell you how to hear it, and I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do it. 2911.
All right, family. Here we go. Let's get it. Let's go. Dorian Brown in the building. Be blessed, y'all. We'll be right back right after this. Don't move a muscle.
This is the sound of the voice.
You know when Perm on the beat, just another one. Yeah.
For the plans that I have for you, yeah. Plans to prosper you and not to harm. Plans to give you hope and a future. For the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm. Plans to give you hope and a future. 2911. 2911. I've been going through for quite some time. Praying for better days. Lord, please ease this pain. But through it all, I trust you. You brought me through before. You would do it again. And you, I trust. For the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm. Plans to give you hope and a future. For the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm. Plans to give you hope and a future. 2911. Lord, you rescued me. You saw the best in me. When others walk, you had my back through it all. You helped me to see that you're all that I need. You strengthened me and you set me free. Free. Oh, for the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm. Plans to give you hope and a future. For the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm. Plans to give you hope and a future. 2911. 2911. 2911. 2911.
Your hands up in victory.
Woo! I'm determined to win. If he did it before, he could do it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Yeah. So you know what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day is a challenge, yeah. Trying to find a balance. Life gets overwhelmed, but just keep grinding. Hold your head up and rise up, rise up. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. I'm not moved by what I see, but so it's not over. Yeah. Doors all by the open.
Ooh, yeah.
Keep the faith and stay focused.
I'm determined to win. If he did it before, he could do it again.
I'm determined, I will win, yeah.
And I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, yeah. So you know what it is,
yeah.
I'm determined, I will win, yeah. It's a work I'm being called, but I refuse to fold.
They wanted to see you fail, but God had another plan.
Don't you break, finish the race. I know it seems rough, but you're built up. I'm not moved by what I feel, but by what I believe. Just so it's not over, yeah. Doors all by the open.
Ooh, yeah.
Keep the faith and stay focused.
I'm determined to win. If he did it before, he can do it again.
I'm determined, I will win, yeah.
And I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, yeah. So you know what it is,
yeah.
I'm determined, I will win, yeah.
No matter what it look like, cause in the end it's a fist fight, yeah. And I ain't worried about a thing, no. I know everything gon' be alright. Yeah, cool like a breeze, cool. I'm blessed like a sneeze. See the Lord, he give me peace, yo. Yeah, you got a question, he got the answer. Yeah, he lifted up, just like a standard. Yeah, you can't see the light, no. Yeah, cause you ain't open up the curtain. Yeah, I see you carrying them weights, though. Yeah, they say he lifting up your burden. If it's a challenge, I'm going to the top. Don't need no extra grip, cause I'm grabbing on a rock. Yeah, huh. I'm talking about the top guard, though. Grace and mercy, yeah, that's my squad, bro.
I'm determined to win.
If he did it before, he can do it again.
I'm determined, I will win, yeah.
And I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, yeah. So you know what it is,
yeah.
I'm determined, I will win, yeah.
I'm determined to win. If he did it before, he can do it again.
I'm determined, I will win, yeah.
And I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, yeah. So you know what it is,
yeah.
I'm determined, I will win, yeah.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
This is the sound of the voice.
We are back! Psalmist Voice presents gospel recording artist historian G. Brown in the building, and I will win. And 29-11, man, I was over. I almost forgot I had a show to do, bro. I was over here jamming, just playing. Hey, man, I'm like, what in the world? I said, I need to finish this show up. This brother gonna be like, where in the world is the Psalmist Voice at? But man, before we get into the next question, please tell the family where they can get the music, where they can see you on all the social media platforms, all that before we continue, man. Just give the family the information that they need to get this album, man.
Yes, sir. So I am on all social media, Darian G. Brown. That's Facebook, Instagram. You can follow me on all of those social media, as well as outlet. This new album is on iTunes, Apple Music. It's on Google Play. If you don't have an iPhone, you can go on Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, and the list goes on. It's all digital outlets. And also, it's available everywhere.
Yes,
y'all
sir.
Make sure y'all and make sure y'all get out, show your support.
Yes, sir. And it'll also be on our website at www.tpventerprises.co and just click the link, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and we have all of Darian's music on our site. So you can listen to that too as well on that platform and be blessed by his ministry, man. Hey, before we continue, man, we got some callers on the line, man, and I didn't know if they wanted to say anything, but if they do, I'm going to put them off for a brief moment. The last, for security purposes, I will only read the last four digits of your number, and if you do not want to say anything, just say next, and I will go on to the next caller. Caller 8093, you are on the air with the Psalmist Voice and Darian G. Brown. What's good?
All right, Darian, this is your mother. I want to tell you that I love you. Keep up the good work, and God has smiled on you, and you are an encouragement to me. And I love you, and there's more power to you.
Thank you very much. Love you too, Mom.
Oh, man. Well, thanks, Mama, for calling in. You never, that's the greatest encouragement in the world when you get your mama on your team, and she's definitely giving you kudos and big up. So big up to you, Mom. You did an awesome job raising your son, and he's going to do some great things in the kingdom of God. And you stay encouraged, ma'am. Thank you so very much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. Proud of you, boy.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we're gonna put you. We're gonna put you on mute because we got another caller online. Thank you so very much, Mama, for calling in. And next caller we have on the line, 2468. 2468. You are on the air with the Psalmist Voice and Darian G. Brown. What's good?
Hello.
God bless you.
Hello.
God bless you.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm Darian's girlfriend. I'm fine. Darian's girlfriend, and I just want him to know that I love him, and I want him to keep pressing and keep pushing, no matter what the situation is. That God got his back, and I do too.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate you for your support.
Man, you got both of your heartstrings calling you today, man. You got the love of your life on the line, and you have Mama. You can't beat that, man. Just saying. So, man, I want to applaud you, ma'am, for staying encouraged and encouraging him, because ministry is very, very taxing on anybody, whether it's on a female's perspective or also on a male's perspective. And it's good to know that you have a team player on board going both sides. And keep each other encouraged, and don't let the devil stop what he gave you, because the devil is out to take out couples. So you have to make sure you keep each other prayed up and make sure that God is first in both of your lives, and he will do the impossible for both of you. So I definitely thank you so much for calling in, and we will continue with the show. You have any last things you'd like to say before we move on?
No, sir. Let's get it. Get it.
All right. No problem. Well, we're gonna put you back on mute, and definitely we're gonna go ahead and get with the music. So again, Darian, please tell all the family where they can get your stuff, where they can get you on Facebook, social media, where they can book you, all that stuff. Just let the family know how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your ministry to their locations, and all that. Let them know.
Most definitely. It's on all digital outlets, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, CD Baby, Spotify is available on all digital networks. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, Darian D. Brown. Reach out and connect, and I'm excited, man. Excited.
Amen. Amen. Well, we got two more songs to give to the family before you go. We got Amazing and we got Unconditional coming up next on TPV Presents
gospel recording artist Darian Brown. So family, stick around. We got these songs and then we got some closing remarks and final thoughts from Darian G. Brown. Keep it locked, family. We'll be right back right after this.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
Come on, y'all, give God some praise. God, you're so amazing. Hallelujah.
Tears rolling down my face. After all of the pain I face, I'm standing here today because of grace. Lord, you did it again. You brought me through, and it is all because of you. Yes, I made it. I'm still standing. I will tell everyone I know.
God has been amazing in your life. He brought me through. He made a way. Come on, y'all, give God some praise. Get up on your feet and give God some praise. God, we appreciate you. God, we thank you. God, we adore you. God, there's nothing like you. God, we love you. God, you're so amazing. Hallelujah.
Crying, no more doubt, God, you
sound of the voice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Held me down, yeah. When others walk, you stood by my side. Forever I am grateful, Lord, I am so thankful for all the love that you show for me. Yeah, I will forever praise your name. Flow.
You love me
in spite of it all. Lord, your love is unconditional.
So undeserving, Lord, to know we're not worthy. For the price that you paid for me when I was unclean and dirty. For the grace of that you love me, in spite of my fault. You still love me unconditional, even when the flip and fall. Don't you been there through it all? Since day one, you've been A1. You always remain the same. No pitching up, no change up. Yeah, man. Time 7, yeah, I'm forgiven.
I'm forgiven.
You took off the chains, yeah, now I'm living.
Yeah, I will forever praise your name. Flow.
You love me
in spite of it all. Lord, your love is unconditional.
Shout out to the God above, the God that we all love. He sacrificed his life for us so I can give him all my trust. He's the greatest of all time. He got me through, he don't leave me blind. He helped me through my hardest times. He helped me write all my rhymes. He is my Lord and Savior. He is my life saver. I'll forever give him all the praise and forever praise his name. He keep me safe when I sleep at night. He makes sure I feel alright. Wanna give an honor to Jesus Christ. He's a big factor in my life.
I will forever praise your name. You love me through all my flaws.
You love me
in spite of it all.
Oh.
Lord, your love is unconditional.
Love unconditional.
Unconditional.
So intentional.
Intentional.
I never regretted the day he embedded and I ain't letting go.
He was there, yeah, he heard my cries.
Suicide and sleepless nights.
Night.
Those days are behind me, I fear restore me.
Take my life.
I was a hypocrite,
yep.
Yet he was gracious. I wasn't deserving, so he had much patience. He is my refuge, yet he is my fortress. In him when I trust, and I ain't got no more love for the boaster.
I will forever praise your name.
That was Dorian G. Brown with Unconditional. Then he had Amazing setting it off. Man, I am just over here going nuts and bananas. I feel like having a Holy Ghost party because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Just saying. Here we go with my corny comedic jokes. But anyway, yeah. So we got a few more minutes, man, and I just want to ask you one more serious question, and of course we'll go give the rundown on all your social media platforms and how they can get in touch with you, and closing thoughts by yourself. But I just want to give you one last question. I wanted to ask you, what was the vision for 2911, and who are you targeting? And that's an important question as far as just ministry is concerned. So what's the vision for 2911, and who are you targeting, or who are the people you're trying to reach?
The vision for this album is basically the people that's broken, the people that is just lost and can't see past what they see. And I want to be able to just tell them, you know, you can make it. God has a purpose for your suffering. You have to say yes to God. And once you say yes to God, God will bring so much peace to your life. He will show you things that you've never seen before, put you in places that you've never been before. But all you have to do is stay focused, keep God first, and keep that determination in your heart. And you will win. Because God has a purpose for your life. And that's how all of my songs come together. All of them come together.
Yes, in most of your videos you have in your songs and your collaborations, it's mostly family, right?
Mostly family.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's what's up.
One artist, Sasha Mina, she's like family, but she's an artist herself. So, and MJ, the one that's on Unconditional, he's my nephew, so he's family. And C Dub, that's on Unconditional as well, he's also an artist as well. So, through this journey, I was able to collab with some great artists, and it's been amazing, man. And it's only the beginning. I have so much more music. And I'm just ready to be able to push this out, people to hear it, people to just be changed by it. And that's my vision for it. I just want the people to know that you can do it, you can win. I also have a song on this album called I Give It All To You. Like, you can make it. Just give it all to God, I'm telling you, and just leave it alone. Once you give it to God and leave it alone, place it in the sand, and just trust God. Don't be moved by what you see, but be moved by what you believe. And, like, that's just, like, my vision for it is very big, and I hope people be able to see it. Their lives can be changed by it. And I'm just ready. I'm just ready to see how everything plays out. I can't wait.
Amen. Well, you know where to send all your family folks now. Now that you got a straight connect to get them some airtime and some airplay, I can definitely hook them up and definitely get them on a spotlight show, and we can get it in. So you know where to turn them to if they're ready to do that. So, you know, I'm glad to be able to. Yes, sir. And I'm glad that I was able to finally get in touch with you. Finally be able to connect and fellowship, because again, like I told you, man, off air, man, you know, the Psalmist Voice as a whole, we're family. And, you know, you're not just a number, you're not just another artist that we interview, you're considered family, and you understand the family concept very well. And, you know, when you are in our family, you are family. So we, like I said, we'll check on you, we'll make sure you're okay. You know, if you have any engagements that you post, we'll make sure it's shared, all that stuff, man. And you ain't got to pay all this extra money to do all that, man, because, again, once you start getting into the radio format, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, because it's very costly, you know, just for them to even put one song on a rotation. So, you know, it's a great platform to have when you're on radio. It's a great and exciting journey when God places you on a different level of singing, because again, I can see and feel the level of maturity, not only in each song that was written, but you can feel the heartfelt wrenching of the spirit when you're singing. You can feel the pain that you were going through. You can feel the triumphs. You can feel the adversity. You can feel all that when you're singing. So it's not like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm singing about having a trial and a tribulation in my life, but I'm not, I don't even feel it, you know, but, oh, I got the goosebumps though. But I mean, but anyway, we talked about that earlier, but again, man, Darren, please tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your book, how they can get your album, all that jazz. And then we got a final thought, and then I know you got to go, so we are out of here. But, Darren, you have the floor, man.
Most definitely. Once again, I do want to thank you for the opportunity. I'm humbled. I'm blessed. I just want to thank you once again for the opportunity. And for treating me like family, I do appreciate that. That means a lot. And as far as follow me on social media, you can, once again, Facebook, Instagram is Darian G. Brown. My new album, 2911, can be purchased on all digital outlets. That's Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Spotify. It's on all. It's available on all digital outlets. And upcoming events, I'm going to Daytona in Daytona Beach, Florida, August. In August, I will also, I forgot to tell you earlier, but there is an engagement that I'll be going to next month, July 12th, in Jacksonville, Florida. Also, in October, I have been nominated for the Tampa Bay Gospel Award for the Youth Young Adult Artist of the Year, so I will be traveling down there to Tampa, Florida for that. And, yeah, so I do want to thank you once again for the opportunity, and I do appreciate you so much, man. I most definitely send people your way. And I'll most definitely, it's going to be vice versa. I will keep contact with you as well and checking up on you as well.
Yes, sir. Well, if you have any final thoughts you'd like to give, any encouraging words to any artists out there that are going through the process like you are and are still discouraged and they want to give up, give them a word of encouragement for them to continue to press and move forward.
Most definitely. I would say to keep God first and keep and stay prayed up. And this, I've learned that in this walk, you will, if you let people get into your head and discourage you, mentally it will take you out to where you don't want to fulfill your purpose in music. You really have to stay close and stay keep that relationship with God and stay motivated, because if you don't, it's going to take you out mentally and you're going to be discouraged. So what I would say is invest in yourself, work on your craft, keep pushing, carry yourself professionally, do everything professionally. You don't want to do anything, whether it's your music, it's CD covers or fly, anything. You want to get everything done professional, and that way, people, because one thing about it, you want them to take you serious, so you have to take yourself serious, and that goes into play of investing in yourself. And keep God first, and everything else will fall into place.
Amen. Well, that's what's up, because that's what's needed. A lot of people don't seem to understand that you have to be excellent in what you do. And if you put in the work for being professional, then everything else will come, man, you know, because a lot of people rush and try to get that nice single.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, and it's like they rush, but they're giving out sloppy bios, or they're giving out sloppy, you know, presentations, things like that. So that's one thing that I can say, that everything that you have done since last year to now, you can see the maturity. You can see that God's all over it. You can see that you took your time. All the videos that you put out, every song that you put out, everything was done professionally. And that's something for indie artists to do. That's only God, one. And two, just being able to hold on to what God told you to do in spite of, that's also encouraging. And to be able to put out the quality of music that you're putting out, that's also to be applauded, and of course, to God be the glory in all of it. But I just want to thank you, man, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the show today, man. And again, one more time, give all of your platform information, how they can reach you, and all that. And then we're going to go out with a bang with 29:11 as we close the show outright. So, Dorian, G. Brown, you have the floor one more time, my man. Give the family all of your social media platforms, how they can get your music, and where they can see you in the near future, and we are out of here.
Yes, sir. So my name is Dorian G. Brown. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Dorian G. Brown. All my music is on all digital outlets, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And if any type of booking, you can also email me at dgbrownbooking@gmail.com. Upcoming events, I will be in Daytona Beach, Florida in August. I will be in Jacksonville next month. And, yes, man, I can. And make sure you go out and support the album, 29:11, and I thank you and I appreciate you all.
No problem. Well, family, TTV presented gospel recording artist Dorian G. Brown. He was in the building chopping it up with your boy, The Psalmist Voice. And again, thank you so much for taking the time out to be on the show.
Appreciate
and don't
too,
be a stranger. Don't be a stranger when you see us on. You know, so show your love. Tell your mama and them. Tell your family and them we're on the air because we do a lot of different stuff. But again, I want to thank you, sir. Thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule to be on the show with me once again. And again, God continue to bless and keep you, your family, and your ministry, and continue to stay encouraged in the Lord and continue to keep your relationship with Jesus Christ first, man. God bless you.
Amen. Blessed to see you, man.
Well, excuse me. Well, family, we're about to get up out of here, and excuse me, I'm getting all choked up here. So, family, we're going to close out the show with Dorian G. Brown's self-entitled album, 29:11. Here you go. You heard it here first on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. My boy, Dorian G. Brown. This is your boy, The Psalmist Voice, and family, always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see Dorian G. Brown and family in your hood, in your church, in your conferences, walk with them, family. Let's go. We're going to close out the show. 29:11. We out. I love you. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in to The Psalmist Voice Presents. We out.
You know when Perm on the beat, just another one.
Yeah.
God said, for the plans that I have for you, bless to prosper you and not to harm, bless to give you hope and a future. For the plans that I have for you, bless to prosper you and not to harm, bless to give you hope and a future. 29:11, 29:11, 29:11, 29:11. I've been going through for quite some time, praying for better days. Lord, please ease this pain. But through it all, I trust you. You brought me through before. You will do it again. And you, I trust. For the plans that I have for you, bless to prosper you and not to harm. Bless to give you hope and a future. For the plans that I have for you, bless to prosper you and not to harm. Bless to give you hope and a future. 29:11, 29:11, 29:11, 29:11. Lord, you rescued me. You saw the best in me. When others walk, you had my back through it all. You helped me to see that you're all that I need. You strengthen me and you set me free.
Free.
Oh, for the plans that I have for you, bless to prosper you and not to harm. Bless to give you hope and a future.
for the plans that I have for you. Bless to prosper you in Africa. Bless to give you hope and a future. 29-11.
The sound of the voice.
You're